Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Omega Leader Series show. We are live on the air with best-selling author Lori Beth Jones discussing principles of the Omega Leader out of her book, Teach Your Team to Fish. Welcome, Lori Beth.
Thank you, Shelley. It's great to be here.
Sorry for that little bit of a delay there. I picked up the phone and turned off the show. How's that? We're getting things started today.
Hello and goodbye.
Yes. So we are continuing our discussion around these principles of Jesus as an Omega Leader. And today we're looking at this great concept in this principle of how he turned structures like pyramids into circles, extending grace and mercy and inclusion and diversity into what it means to be a leader. So excited to have you on the show talking with us about this. Break it open.
Well, you know, I talk in this chapter about my Sunday school teacher and how he and she, Mr. and Mrs. Dills, tried to explain the concept of the Trinity.
Mm.
So they drew a triangle, and they said, God is at the top, and Jesus is at one side, and the Holy Spirit's at the other. So that's kind of, when you think about the Trinity, you think of a triangle, because that's what three points are, three sides are. But if you think about the way Jesus talked, he turned the pyramid into a circle. So let's go back to that image of the triangle. God's on top, Jesus is on one side, the Holy Spirit's on the other.
Right.
And so Jesus says, I always do what God tells me to do. So there's God on top, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then Jesus says, God always does what I ask him to do. So now who's on top?
Jesus
is on top. And he also says, whatever you ask in the name of the Holy Spirit will do.
Mm-hmm.
So now he's on top.
The Holy Spirit.
Okay, so it's constantly moving. And it would be very awkward if you saw a triangle trying to move down the road, you know, flipping
mm-hmm.
onto these angular sides. And when you look at governments or dictatorships, what happens, the way it usually is there's a very few people on top, which is the Occupy Wall Street movement. That's
mm-hmm.
they're saying, we are the 99%. There's 1% of the people with all the wealth, or a great deal of the wealth in this country and in a lot of countries. And then going down the sides at the very broad bottom, you have the hoi polloi, or the lower class, lower rung citizens. And I don't say that in judgment. I'm saying that's
the
description. Okay. So let's say a dictator grabs all the people in the bottom, or the, like Castro or the military leaders,
mm-hmm.
and they say, we're going to overthrow the top. So they start out as revolutionaries. They get to the top, and then they want to stay there.
Yeah.
And then all the people say, brats, we've got to start all over again. You know,
yeah.
Because it topples. Yes, they toppled the government, but now you have a new dictatorship or a new triangle point
mm-hmm.
in the lead. Well, with Jesus, you know, he shared power. It was a peer-to-peer sharing of power. He called
right.
us brothers and sisters. That's peer-to-peer,
mm-hmm.
family. And when you look at Ezekiel's wheel in Ezekiel chapter 1, which I've pondered, as you know, for years and years, that image of the wheel within a wheel, it means that it can gain traction at any point because it's constantly in motion. And as people have studied systems, there's systems theology and there's also systems organizational development, and what they find is that the intelligence is in the ground troops, like the ants. There's a certain intelligence that ants have. And so the more we can take the power out of just the top hierarchy and redistribute it across the masses, in one sense, then you're going to have a circle. And really, if you look at Jesus' message, that's what he came to do.
Right.
And that's why he was killed. One reason why he was
mm-hmm.
killed, because there were people in power. The Romans were in power. They wanted to keep their power. The scribes and the Pharisees were in power. They wanted to keep their power. And he's saying, no, we're not going to do little boxes anymore. I'm going to open it up to whosoever will.
And that description that you just kind of poured out here into the space, you know, I think it helps us to look at the Trinity, you know, from a different perspective, you know, outside of the box or outside of the pyramid of this hierarchy, which I think, you know, a lot of times has kept many of us from entering into that highest place, whether it be in the church or business or organizations or teams or whatever. You know, so that's a beautiful description and helps us to grapple with that. And I think your stories in this chapter and the references that you give are Omega leader-filled signs. Jesus turns over the money changer's table in the temple. He speaks to foreign women, you know, breaking the tradition, you know, that was set for a long time, this image of the Trinity. Wow. Just amazing insight, Lori. Amazing insight into his style.
Well, if you think about a triangle, and let's say you want to try and keep it centered and yet add inches to it. So
mm-hmm.
So you want to add inches to a triangle. So you bring it in on one side and you add, let's say you have a 3x3x3 triangle, but you want to make it bigger. So you add 2 inches to one side. Well, then now it's not going to be in balance.
Right.
But let's say you have a circle and the diameter is mm-hmm. is 3 feet all around and you want to increase it. And so you add 2 feet. You've increased, but you haven't changed the form, but now it's bigger, but
mm-hmm.
it's still is centered and in balance. And so if we had more of a circle mentality and less of a triangle mentality, I believe we could go further, faster. I just had pizza with my niece Tara and her husband Tyson, and they just got back from a trip to Myanmar. And I asked them, you know, what differences they noticed. And he said that in the Asian culture, you will never hear a person yelling at another person. And they don't have this mentality of trying to get ahead individually. They see themselves as part of a collective, organizational whole.
Right.
And Tara said one of the most beautiful sights that she saw was in the morning at sunrise on the river. All ages, the whole community came out and did Tai Chi together.
Wow.
There's a concept of we are fit, we are healthy, we do this together. How beautiful if we could do that.
Right.
You know, it's just, so there's a lot to learn from other cultures about the circle concept.
Yeah, that was one of the images that I drew, you know, as I visited this content this week, that Jesus knew that circles had no edges or corners. You know, they just weren't there for him. And as a leader, how do we look for that? How do we look for the circle as compared to the hierarchy or getting our way up the ladder or, you know, advancing organizationally? How do we balance the circle and the pyramid?
Well, I think that the circle is humility. The circle represents surrender. And the steeple, let's say, you know, when you look at Washington, we've got the Washington Monument and we've got church steeples and very angular and pointy and, you know, this is it, X marks the spot, kind of. And yes, there's that to be said. But when it comes to the leadership style, I think sometimes we let images form our notions of leadership, the Trinity, you know, steeples, getting to the top, climbing to the top. And if we looked for circles more in nature and began to see them, there's a lot to be learned, a lot of humility. I think leaders need humility and the knowledge that there can be intelligence in the crowd around them. They don't have to have all the answers.
Right. Right. Wow. That's a good word. I love this piece in the book where you talk about go into any store, any retail store, and you'll be able to tell quickly if it's a pyramid-run store or a circle-run store. How do you identify that so fast? What do you see?
Well, I think that anybody who's gone into retail, you can tell what the culture is of that organization. Are people warm and welcoming and friendly, or are they isolated and kind of half angry?
Mm-hmm.
I just joined a club so I could play racquetball and swim, and I called in because I was running late and I needed to get something as a Christmas gift from the gift shop, and the reception desk is not even 24 inches from the gift shop opening door. And so I called this gal and I said, I'm running late, I'm on the freeway, can you just tell Bob that I'm coming to pick up the sweatshirt or whatever it was? And she said, well, you can call him yourself, I can give you the number. And I said, I'm driving. And she said, well, this is the number. And I said, could you just walk across the 24 inches and ask Bob to hold the sweatshirt? Oh, okay. And it's very much that attitude at this club, that they're all little angry, kind of isolated units. And I don't know what the problem is, and I'm not sure I'm called to fix it. But and likewise, you can go into other places where people are smiling and happy to see you. And, you know, it's just different. And I can always tell what the leadership mentality is based on how the workers are acting.
Yeah, and you do a lot of consulting with churches, Lori, as well, and denominations. These pyramids and circles, do they exist in the religious sector as much as they do the business world?
Oh, anytime you get a team, that's there. So, selective grace, you know, that's a big one. We deserve selective grace, but you do not. We are in the box, but you do not deserve it.
Mm-hmm.
The triangle, I have the answers, we have the answers, we know the answers, but you cannot possibly know the answer.
Mm.
I just think we should, I mean, would you, if you were on a long journey, would you want to be traveling on circles or on triangles?
Sure.
It'd be a very bumpy ride.
Yeah, that's a great image. Yeah. And I do love that wheel within a wheel, because, you know, it is the spokes, really, that that represent the people, you know, that keeps that wheel formed as a wheel. Otherwise, it would collapse.
Right.
You know, and so great images. You ask a couple of questions. Is the shape of your team a pyramid or a circle? You know, I had to kind of stop and evaluate that for this company, and it made me pause, and it made me wonder, you know, what the different teams within this organization would say, you know, about us. You know, I think these questions are, the chapter was just rich in content, you know, this particular principle of he turned pyramids into circles, but then these questions, you know, these powerful questions that you have at the end of these sections are just as, you know, sometimes daunting as the content, but very, you know, they provoke us to, I think, to be better leaders, and that's what this is about.
Well, the question that I read that's given me pause is, when will you recognize what circle you're in?
Mm. Yeah, that's a great one.
And I'm thinking about that myself. Mm-hmm. You know, people like your sister is in the Steelers circle.
Yeah,
you know?
right.
She's going to be in that circle.
Yeah.
You know? What circle? I consider myself a Texan, you know, so I'm in that circle.
Yeah.
I'm certainly a woman. I'm in that circle.
Yeah.
I'm a business person. I'm in that circle. How many circles are we in?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe the pain comes when we don't see the circle, but we just feel a jagged edge. Mm. Maybe we're forgetting the circle.
Hmm. That's a great... we've got 10 seconds to wrap up for us.
Yeah, think on that.
Yeah, think on that when till we are together again. I think there is a break next week. I believe I'm at a conference. But we'll get back to you, check the website, maybe the following week. But nevertheless, it's been great to be with you, Lori Bass, again this week. Thank you for this writing, your authoring, your material and content to take our leadership and communication to new levels. Have a great week, and we'll talk to everyone soon.
Thank you, Shelley.
Okay.